and you believe that God has the complete knowledge of all things, and that that knowledge He has written down from the beginning of the creation to the end, everything that will happen. Nothing happens except that God knows about it. And nothing happens except with the permission of God. Nothing can happen unless God allows it to happen. This is the divine decree. This is the belief. What a Muslim, what all, in fact, human beings are required by God to believe. That is what we believe essentially, very briefly. And the practices of Islam are, first of all, that you should pray to God at least 5 times a day. That at a very absolute minimum, that you must be in a state of purity, that you should wear clean clothes, free from filth, that you yourself should be free from filth, because you are going to stand in front of the Creator of the heavens and the earth, and that you must present yourself before Him. And there is no intercessor and no intermediary, and there is nothing between you and Him. You are standing in front of God. You don't need to pray through anyone. In fact, it is forbidden absolutely to intercede or seek the intercession of everyone. God wants you to talk to Him, to pray to Him, to worship Him alone, and to direct your prayer to Him 5 times a day. Once in the morning, before sunrise, between the dawn and the sunrise. So think about that. The first thing you do when you wake up is you think about your God, your Creator, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. And you thank Him and you praise Him and you seek His help and ask for His forgiveness. And then the day goes and it moves on until about lunchtime, and you've been working or whatever you've been doing. And then it reaches the middle of the day, and then again, you must present yourself in front of your Lord and your Creator. And then in the afternoon, maybe it's just about the time when you're heading home from work, or you've just got back from work, again, you have to present yourself in front of Allah, thanking Him and praising Him and seeking His forgiveness. Again, you present yourself in front of your Creator, and just at the end of the day, the end of the night, when the night begins to come and it is dark, and maybe just before you go to bed again, you present yourself in front of God to remember Him. So throughout all the day, you are constantly reminding yourself that you have a Lord, a Creator, that you should praise Him and thank Him, you should seek His help and ask for His forgiveness. This is what a Muslim is required to do. At the minimum, you must do that. To be a Muslim, you must at least do that. That you must give 2.5% of your excess wealth, minimum. If you want to give more, you can give more. But as a minimum, you must give 2.5% of your excess wealth, meaning after you have paid your bills and so on and so forth, then what you have left as excess wealth, you must pay a minimum of 2.5%, and that is to be given to the poor and to the needy people who are worthy of receiving it, as a minimum. That 1 month in a year, you will fast, you will not eat, you will not drink, and you will not have sexual intercourse from dawn to sunset. From dawn to sunset. After the sun has set, you may eat and you may drink and you may enjoy the company of the husband with the wife and the wife of the husband. The intimate company, that is. And you should also abstain from evil deeds, from loose talk, from backbiting and slandering. Because as the Prophet Muhammad said, Allah has no interest in the fast of the person who abstains from food and drink, but does not abstain from evil deeds and evil speech. from evil deeds and evil speech.